For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. A company that recycles Teflon products has caused pollution in Henderson, Kentucky. Something known as forever chemicals have blanketed neighborhoods and potentially spoiled groundwater for generations. And as a result, the city lost out on a $100 million investment. Ryan Van Velzer of member station WFPL reports on city leaders' reluctance to inform the public about what happened.
A WFPL News investigation found pollution from Shamrock Technologies is affecting thousands of people in Henderson, Kentucky. But until recently, city residents have been left in the dark about the pollution contaminating their community. High school science teacher Velvet Dowdy first heard about it from WFPL's reporting back in August.
But I remember driving along and just kind of halfway paying attention to the, and then my ears perked up and I was like, did they say Henderson?
PFAS are a family of thousands of compounds that have among the strongest bonds in organic chemistry, prized for their ability to resist heat, oil, grease, and water. Ingesting the chemicals is linked to increased risks of cancer, liver and kidney damage, low birth weights, and decreased vaccine response. Dowdy was surprised to learn these so-called forever chemicals were in her community, but government officials hadn't told the public.
It's like not telling people that there's a tornado coming. I mean, you can't do anything about it. But you have to at least know this is a possibility so that you can act accordingly.
Shamrock Technologies has been operating in Kentucky since the 1990s. It recycles Teflon products to make micronized inks and powders. Shamrock first discovered the PFAS pollution in 2018. Consultants tested soil and water in a grid extending as far as 10 football fields around its three facilities and discovered the forever chemicals in nearly every sample they tested. They found PFAS in neighborhoods, near houses of worship, schools, healthcare centers, grocery stores, and wetlands home to endangered species. City officials say forever chemicals have also impacted Henderson's drinking water, but at low levels, and the city has taken active measures to reduce them. Shamrock's consultants found the highest levels of forever chemicals in a shallow aquifer underneath the city. The pollution actually caused the city to lose a $100 million business investment. I'm standing at the end of Borax Drive. This was the proposed site for Project Scale. That was an aquaculture company that was planning a business investment in Henderson. What I'm looking at is a meadow full of dead grass. Project Scale planned to bring nearly 100 jobs to a city-owned industrial site near the Ohio River. But the company quietly walked away last year when it discovered the forever chemicals in the groundwater. When WFPL News asked city manager Buzzy Newman in August if the city lost any business because of the pollution, he tried to cover it up.
But to say that someone didn't come here because of that, we've not had any serious interest in this property.
City emails say otherwise. Newman was among the first to learn a business had walked away. City officials weren't saying anything about the pollution publicly, but behind the scenes, they were communicating about testing and results. Newman even tried to cut an unrelated real estate deal with Shamrock. And though city officials hadn't told the public about the pollution, Newman did email Shamrock Technologies to explain the city had lost the investment. The city canceled an interview for this story following multiple attempts to speak with the mayor and Newman. In an email, city spokeswoman Donna Stinnett said community leaders take seriously the commitment to protect the health and safety of all citizens of Henderson. Quote, "We have many questions about PFAS and its effects," she wrote. Public health experts say yes, there are still unanswered questions about PFAS chemicals. But the science is clear. They pose a real health risk.
If I lived in that area, yes, I would be concerned. I would probably clean my house as often as I could.
That's toxicologist Jamie DeWitt. She runs a research lab at Eastern Carolina University investigating the health effects of PFAS. We know from soil samples and state records that chemicals are in the air around Shamrock facilities. And DeWitt says that this is one area that needs further study.
People are inhaling PFAS where they live, even if they're not in relatively close proximity to a known site of production or contamination.
That could mean impaired lung function and other health impacts for residents. City officials did an about-face in mid-October after WFPL started asking questions. They've hired an environmental consultant and a public relations firm. They put out a press release and established a working group to better understand and explain the risks posed by PFAS chemicals. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.